In 2018, wind, waves, and record-high tides battered Boston and flooded the Massachusetts coast. Climate scientists say storms like this are a warning of things to come. Climate change is already causing seas to rise dramatically and storms to be more frequent and intense. To prepare for the worst, yet remain open to the ocean, Boston is rebuilding coastal parks to make them more resilient to the effects of climate change. This morning, WBUR's Bruce Gellerman takes us to a city playground and recreation area that's being built to new standards.
In the North End, where the Charles River flows into Boston Harbor, a tug pushes a barge and a pilot boat guides a freighter into port. Kathy Baker Eclipse, a project manager with Boston Parks and Recreation Department, surveys the scene. It's just down the hill from Old North Church, where lanterns in the steeple sent Paul Revere the warning signal, two by sea.
There's so much history here. There's the molasses flood. There's Old Ironsides. You can see the Washington Street Bridge is being taken down. So there's a lot of activity here.
Workers are putting the finishing touches to the backstop fence of one of the two new ball fields at Langone Park and Pupillo Playground. Over the past century, the water level of Boston Harbor has risen about 6 inches as climate warming has melted polar ice caps. But studies indicate the waters along New England's coast are rising as much as 4 times faster than global average. The rapidly accelerating pace caught Boston unawares as the city was drawing up plans to update this 4-acre park.
When we started the project in 2017, we thought we'd be looking at renovating the playground and improving the lighting, which was really antiquated. And then those storms in 2018 hit, and we saw that this was really an urgent problem that needed to be addressed.
Boston officials now predict the harbor waters will rise 40 inches over the next 50 years. So now climate resiliency measures are being included in plans for parks and roads along the city's 47 miles of coastline. The Langone Park and Pupillo Playground is the first to use the new climate resiliency construction standards. The harbor walk has been rebuilt and raised 4 feet. A second seawall was built behind it, adding protection to the playing fields, which have also been elevated. Project manager Kathy Baker Eclipse says the new building standards are designed to meet the needs of the local community.
This is the only recreational field facility in the North End and downtown. So we studied how we could better protect the site. And these guys over here are building 3 more bocce courts.
Construction worker Donald Hollins works up a sweat as he hammers in a concrete form for one of the new elevated bocce courts.
Climate change. That's why it's so warm out here. Usually around this time, it's usually 12 degrees outside.
On this mid-November day in Boston, it's a balmy 70 degrees. Hollis is wearing a T-shirt.
I think it's something that we need to worry about and really need to start adjusting to because it's happening and it's here. You know, this is Boston surrounded by water. So,
construction foreman Jason Santos scans the two raised fields, seawalls, harbor walk, and playground with pride.
It's a nice project. You know, it's come a long way, but I invested a lot of money in it. It looks great. You know, looks good.
But Santos has his doubts about the severity of human-caused climate change.
Not enough data on it yet. I don't know. Not enough information, not enough data.
Boston is collecting data on climate change, and city officials can adapt construction resiliency measures if needed. Chris Cook is Boston's head of energy, environment, and open space.
Certainly, as you look out to the future, if we keep continuing to the issue that got us into this mess in the first place, some of those projections out past 70, 100 years are dire indeed.
Boston is dedicating 10% of its annual capital budget for climate change efforts. Beefing up the Langone and Pupillo parks in the North End cost about $15 million in public and private funds. But despite all the money and planning, construction worker Jason Santos says something is missing.
The only downside, they didn't put any parking. Why would you build a place like this and not put any parking? I don't understand that.
Seems the more some things change in Boston, even when it comes to adapting to climate change, the more they stay the same. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman.